And very soon you're going to get to eat some very, very good food.
很快呢，大家就可以去吃很美味的食物。
Now I have a question for you this morning.
今天早上呢，我有一个问题呢要问大家。
Now the older people may have an answer, but I'd like to know how the young kids here are going to answer the question.
年纪大一点的人呢，可能对我的问题呢已经有答案了。但是呢，我在这里呢想问一问年轻的人，他们的答案是怎么样子的
？Who is the best superhero?
谁是最厉害的那个超级英雄
？Who has the greatest power?
谁有最大的能耐？
You know what? It's because I turned it on and the batteries are dead.
Wow. 没有电池了。
So, now
who? God.
Okay, that's the perfect church answer.
这个答案呢是一个最标准的答案。
Okay. You trained everybody very well this week. Excellent.
But
what about any of these? Who do you think?
Hulk.
She said Hulk. Okay. What about these guys? Who do you think?
Violet.
Violet, okay. These guys? Batgirl, okay. Oh, are these superheroes, these ones? No? Okay. How about these ones? Well, a very good answer was given at the very beginning here.
他们的答案呢非常的好。
Do you know who the greatest superhero is really?
你知道真正的谁是最厉害、最大能的那个英雄吗？
Do you know who has the greatest power of all?
你知道谁有最大的全能吗？
Take a look closely.
看看这幅画吧。
It's Jesus speaking and he says, and that's how I saved the world.
中间那一位呢是耶稣他在说呢他说这是我怎么样来拯救这个世界的。
Jesus has the greatest power because he is God.
耶稣有最大能的最大的能耐因为他是神。
Jesus has the greatest power and he came to earth to save the world.
他有最大的那个能耐他来到这个世界上来拯救这个世界。
Jesus has the greatest power and he can help you to live a godly life every day.
耶稣有这个巨大最大的一个能耐可以帮助你来每一天都过一个敬虔和美善的生活。
Now we've been introduced to the theme verse for this past week.
我们这个星期呢都在给孩子们介绍这样一个信息。
What does this verse really mean?
这个信息呢是彼得后书的第一章的第三节。那这个信息是到底是什么意思呢?
It means...That if we are Christians, we have God's superpower to help us.
这句经文的意思是，如果我们是基督徒，那我们就有来自上帝的大能来帮助我们。
Now, a person is not a Christian just because he has been born in Canada.
如果一个人仅仅是出生在加拿大，他并不会自然地成为一个基督徒。
A person is not a Christian just because she goes to church.
如果一个人去教会，那也不意味着他就是基督徒。
A person is not a Christian just because he is trying to be kind to others.
如果一个人试图很努力地去对别人友善的话呢，也不说明他就是一个基督徒。
A person is a Christian because she has put her trust or her faith.In Jesus.
一个人如果把他的信任把他的相信放在耶稣基督的身上呢这才叫一个基督徒。
A person is a Christian because he has said sorry for his sins and asked Jesus to forgive his sins, and he promises to love and obey Jesus.
如果一个人他向耶稣基督来承认他的所犯的罪过， 而且呢, 承诺说要永远的爱耶稣基督， 这他才算是一个基督徒。
Now sometimes it's not easy to love and obey Jesus.
有时候呢, 来爱耶稣, 顺服主耶稣呢, 不是一件容易的事情。
Sometimes we want to say or do bad or unkind things to other people.
有时候呢, 我们想说或者想做一些不好的事情对别人的。
Sometimes we want to be selfish and not share with others who have what we want or want what we have.
有些时候呢, 我们不想跟别人分享 我们已经有的东西。
Sometimes we can be grumpy and critical and mean or whiny.
有时候呢, 我们, 也是, 情绪不好, 喜欢发脾气, 或者呢, 喜欢抱怨。
And so to help a Christian live a good or a godly or a kind life, God's power, His divine power or spiritual power or His superpower is available to us.
所以呢, 上帝的那个超自然的那个大能呢, 它是可以来帮助我们过一个敬虔的生活, 我们是可以拿到这个大能的。
Now the verse says that God's power has given us.
这一段经文呢, 说神的大能呢, 已经给我们了。The
word given does not mean only once or occasionally.
这个地方说给予, 赐给我们的, 那个词呢, 并不是说只是一次性, 或者是偶尔一下的。
It means to be in effect continually.
而是说这个赐给呢, 是一直的, 持续的一个动作。
Now, the superpower does not have a short lifespan or limitations like a new car warranty.
神的神能呢, 并不是很短暂的, 就像我们的新车的保险一样。
You can power up every day that you are alive so that you can live a good and godly life.
在这个世界上, 你活的每一天呢, 你都可以开足这个神的大能, 而过一个敬虔的生活。
Now, a good or a godly life is moral and honest and kind, joyful, content, helpful, exemplary.
一个敬虔的生活呢, 是符合道德的, 是美善的, 是诚实, 仁慈, 喜乐, 值得别人效仿的。
A godly life honors and glorifies Jesus.
一个敬虔的生活呢, 也是带, 尊荣给耶稣的。
The Christian has no excuse for being unkind or dishonest or uncaring or sinful.
基督徒呢, 其实没有借口, 应该是不友善的, 不, 不诚实的, 不关心别人或者是犯罪的。
God's superpower powers us up so that we can live a godly life every day.
神的神能呢, 已经使我们有这个能力来活一个敬虔的生活。
Now a few years ago, FedEx ran a commercial that spoofed the movie Castaway.
几年以前呢, FedEx这个公司呢, 他们推出来一个广告, 是模仿孤岛, 逃生这部电影的。
If you are familiar with the movie, you will recall that Tom Hanks played a FedEx worker.
如果你还记得这部电影呢, 你会记得说那个 Tom Hanks呢, 他是扮演一个, 邮递员。
And the company plane went down, stranding him on a desert island for years.
他所在的那间公司呢, 就是FedEx。 他的, 飞机呢, 这间公司的飞机呢, 坠落下来, 以至于呢, 把他丢在一个荒岛上面, 好几年。
Now, looking like the bedraggled Hanks in the movie, the FedEx employee in the commercial approaches the door of a suburban home with a package in his hand.
这个广告里面呢，一个邮递员就是一个很湿湿脏脏的那个样子的一个邮递员呢，手里面拿着一个包裹呢，来到一家人的门口。
When the lady comes to the door, he explains that he survived 5 years on a deserted island.
当一个女士来开门的时候呢，这个邮递员呢就解释说，她在一个孤岛上呢，活了5年。
And during that whole time, he kept this package in order to deliver it to her.
在那5年当中呢，他把这个包裹呢保护得很好，为了就是来送到她的门口，送到她这里。
And she takes the package with a very simple thank you.
那这个女士呢就把包裹接过去呢，就很简单的说谢谢。
But this man is overly curious about what is in the package that he has been protecting for these last 5 years.
这位邮递员呢，他就非常的好奇，说他保护了5年的这么一个包裹里面到底装的是什么。
And so he says, "If I may ask, what was in the package after all?"
他呢就问说，如果我可以问一下的话呢，到底这个包裹里面装的是什么呢？
She opens it and shows him the contents.
她女士呢就打开包裹呢就给他看里面装的东西。
And she says, "Oh, nothing really, just a satellite telephone."
其实呢也没有什么，就是有一个那个卫星电话。
A global positioning device.
一个全球定位系统。
A compass.
一个指南针。
A water purifier.
还有那个净水剂。
And some seeds.
还有一些种子。
Now there are some Christians who are just like this FedEx worker.
有一些基督徒呢，就像这一位 FedEx 的邮递员。
They have a wealth of resources at their disposal, but they never take advantage of them.
他们有这些很有用的资源在他们的手头，但是呢，他们从来都不去运用。
God's divine power is always present.
神的大能呢，已经是在那里的，可以供我们使用的。
And everything a Christian needs to live a good and godly life is in the box.
每一个基督徒要活一个敬虔的生活所需要的大能呢，已经在那个盒子里头。
Just open the box.
你只需要打开盒子。
Just ask God, the Holy Spirit, to power you up.
你只需要要求神，要求圣灵来使你，增添你的大能。
Everything that you need is in your hands. It's in the FedEx box.
你所需要的一切呢，都已经在那个盒子里头，在你的手边了。
It's always available, whether you access it or not.
它总是在那里的，不管你去使用它还是不使用它。
The power does not weaken or disappear over time.
神的大能呢，并不会一段时间以后就会减弱，或者是就消失掉。
The power is not dependent upon time or place or circumstance.
这个神的大能呢，也不受时间、地点、环境的限制。
It is always present.
它总是在那里的。
Divine power has given us everything we need to live the godly life.
神的大能已经提供给我们一切我们想要过一个敬虔的生活所需要的。
Whatever we need to sustain, to preserve, to strengthen a godly life is always available.
不管我们是想要保持继续谨守来过一个敬虔的生活，我们所需要的一切都在那里。
Whatever we need to live a good, moral, ethical, joyful life is always available.
我们要过一个有道德的、一个喜乐的生活的所需要的一切呢，都在那里了。
Whatever we need to successfully live the life that God intends us to live is available.To Christians,
我们要过一个神所给我们计划的一个生活，所需要的一切都已经有了。
And so my challenge to you this morning is to power up.
所以今天早上我要给大家提出来的挑战呢，就是要你来得到这个大能。
Begin every day by powering up.
每一天都来得到这个神的大能。
Ask the Holy Spirit to help you use God's power to live a godly life.
求圣灵来帮助你每一天都过一个敬虔的生活。
Now, why do you want to live a godly life?
那为什么你想要过一个敬虔的生活呢？
You want to live a godly life so that your life is an example to others.
你想过一个敬虔的生活，因为呢，你的这样那样的话，你的生活会是别人的一个榜样。
And so that your life is a help to others.
这样子的话，你的生活呢，就变成了别人的一个帮助。
And so that your life brings honor and glory to God.
这样子的话呢，你可以把尊荣和荣耀归给神。
And so that you will receive praise from God, as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
这样子的话呢，你就可以从神那里得到一个表扬，就像在哥林多后书四章那里说到的。
You want to live a godly life so that your life influences others to become Christians.
你想过一个敬虔的生活，这样子的话，你的生活就可以影响到别人，也成为一个基督徒。
And so that at the very end of your life, God will welcome you into eternity with the commendation of, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
所以呢，到了你进入天国的那一天，神就在那里迎接你说，你迎接你，迎接你说，好，你这又忠心又良善的仆人。
And so, power up and make sure that you power up every day.
所以呢，你要来增添神的大能，而且每天都要这样做。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Thank you for providing for us the power that we need to live a godly life.
谢谢神来提供给我们，我们要过一个敬虔生活所需要的大能。
Help us as Christians to take advantage and use that power that you offer.
帮助我们来运用这个你已经提供给我们的大能。
And if anyone does not know you or that power,
如果我们当中有人不认识神，或者是不认识这个大能的话，
Help them to speak to someone who does.
让他们来到其他人旁边来问。
So that they too may become followers of Jesus.
以至于这样子的人呢，他们也可以成为耶稣的跟随者。
This I pray in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
One announcement before we go and enjoy lunch together.
在我们去吃中餐之前呢，有一个通告。
There are things you can read in the bulletin, but what I have to say refers to our meal time.
我们需要通知的呢，都已经写在秩序表里。
We'd like to give a very special thanks to Olivia and Emma for all of the preparation work they did for the meal today.
我今天特别要讲的呢，就是为了这个我们中餐为大家准备中餐的姐妹。
And of course, a thank you to all of the other kitchen help that have made this meal possible.
也谢谢所有的一切参加这个预备中餐的所有的兄弟姐妹。
I have been told that when you go into the side room to eat, you can start at both ends of the tables.
他们说呢，你去的时候呢，可以桌子的长桌子的两头呢，都可以从那里开始拿食物。
This will help more people to get through the line more quickly.
这样子的话呢，大家拿食物呢就可以快一点。
When you come to the center, you will find a bunch of corn on the cob.
你会看到有一些 corn, right?
Corn,
玉米，
yes.
这样有一些玉米。
Take your piece of corn and exit the line immediately.
然后呢，拿到你的玉米之后呢，你就赶快的离开这个排队的这个队伍。
Don't keep going down the tables because it's the same food at both ends.
所以呢，不要继续往前走，因为另外桌子的另外那一半放的食物呢都是一样的。
So you've got it, right? Both sides. Walk to the middle. Out.
所以呢，从两头进入到，然后到了中间以后呢，就可以离开。
Okay, before we sing the doxology, let me offer a prayer of thanks for the food that we are going to enjoy. Our great God, thank you for this day, for the beauty of your presence, for the joy of fellowship, and thank you for the food that has been prepared for us. Bless this food and our fellowship, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.